This morning, I encouraged our team before we led out in worship, and I told them, I said, we've entered into a place right now, I'm talking about our nation, where we have to be very aware of the climate, the spiritual climate that we're in. We have to be very aware of the cultural climate that we're in. And I choose to believe that I know that I have endeavored to lead our fellowship in a way that it would never be religious, but it would never just be doing what we just know to do, but prayerfully leading prophetically, apostolically in a way. Apostolic come out of function, not theology, not a doctrine, but in a way that helps us be aware. Say aware. Come on, say aware. And one of the things that I believe that God requires of us is to recognize who we are, whose we are, and the kingdom that we are in. But the Bible says we are in the world, not of the world. And that place, we have to operate where we are aware, even though we may not be impacted. But we've got to be aware. Say aware again. Aware. So I saw this. Okay, so y'all know I refer to movies a lot, so just bear with me. I'm not going to say the name of the movie, but I saw this movie, and in the movie, the father was concerned about his daughter who was going on a trip, and he was trying to tell her all these things that she needed to watch out for. And she made this statement. She said, Mom said, your job has made you paranoid. He says, no, daughter, my job has made me aware. And I believe that God working in your life, in mine, the work of the Holy Spirit, he will make us aware. As a matter of fact, Jesus said when he comes, he will lead you into all truth. I believe that truth is also a place of awareness. Because there is a lot of information that's coming forth, and a lot that you and I will hear. But I want to speak to us as the people of God, as a community of believers, and say that our place of discernment, accurately discerning, really is going to come out of our knowledge of God's word, our relationship with him, and how he works. So today I came and I said, the team was ready to lead out, and I said, okay, I feel like I need to call an audible right now. And even while I'm standing here, I feel Holy Spirit just get calling an audible. Meaning, and what I mean by that, for those of you that are here maybe for the first time, second time, we just truly want to be spirit-led. So while I was prepared to talk about and continue with the thought of renew your mind and guard your heart, it's a little different today. It's a little different today. I was up last night when the announcement was made about the bombing in Iran, and the significance of that is probably more far-reaching than any of us really know. So we've got to be aware. So I found myself last night, I stayed up longer than I planned and just prayed and listened to some of what was said. I listened to President Trump's statement concerning the bombing and what they believe to be the success of it. The Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. We say that, I'd like to think we know that, but the reality of that is so much deeper, so much more real than any of us could ever imagine. And that's why it's important to be able to lean into, adjust, and take the time like we did today. Some live in a space of more personal things. Team, you all, would you come on down with your lovely shirts on? Some of us live in a space that's really what I would say kind of more closer to home, meaning you, your family, your job, those kind of things. And there's nothing wrong with that. There needs to be that focus. Eric, are you leaving me? Yeah, I want you to. I felt something lift right then. So if you don't mind, and if you want to switch over to my keyboard or whatever, feel free to do that. So my assignment is to be aware of those things on a more personal level, but to be aware of things on a larger level. And then my responsibility, if you will, part of my calling is to help you to be knowledgeable and to be aware. And to remind you, as I remind myself, remind all of us, that God is in charge. God is in charge. A lot of people are, you know, they'll say God is in control. Not all the time. But he's always in charge. And I want to encourage us, I want to encourage you in the coming days, the coming months, and maybe even years, that you remind yourself of that, that God is in charge. So I read this passage earlier as we started out today in intercession, and many of you were still making your way here. And so I want to read it again for your hearing, in hopes that it speaks to you, encourages you, and gives what I want to call the kingdom perspective. As a matter of fact, Deborah, if you would you find that kingdom perspective and put it up on the screen? So what I'm sharing with you today, this is not out of notes, except that I will go back and I'm going to reiterate the four time-sensitive adjustments for the church. And the reason why it's important, because we're now shifting into what I felt like God started to speak to me prophetically. Some of you will remember I said that these time-sensitive adjustments, we needed to make them between now and the end of 2026. Anybody remember me saying that? I gave a window of time. Not that I know all of what's going to happen or all that is happening, but the scripture says the just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Simply meaning that there's times when God will require something of us without giving us the details of it. And that's when we have to trust him and we have to move in faith. It's like another quote that I heard from another movie that said, your comprehension is not a prerequisite for your cooperation. That's simply a way of saying you don't need to know it all. You just need, on a need-to-know basis, just what you need to know. But Deborah, did you find that? I need a head nod or something. Okay, thank you, Ken. Is it on the screen where we can read it? So this is when I talk about kingdom perspective. This is what we're saying: a constant awareness of Jesus, who is King, read it with me, and his kingdom. An awareness of the spirit realm that is in operation and the authority we have in it through Jesus Christ. The acknowledgement of that Jesus has all power and authority, and as ambassadors, we have been given the power and authority to influence, impact, and affect the natural and spiritual realm for the advancement of his kingdom. That's the kingdom perspective. I want you to know that God gave us that years ago. But it's that perspective we need right now. So this time for me is just to remind us all of what he said, and maybe even some things he's saying now to us that are going to be very key and very important for us moving forward. But I want to read to you this same passage of scripture that we started out with, because it's these passages that really speak to my heart in terms of how I see God, how I've always seen him. And I refuse to see him any other way than that he is in charge. All that's happening around us that's being manifested in the natural has spiritual dynamics behind it. So all that's taking place in the Middle East, if you really took time and studied it, goes all the way back to Abraham. Goes all the way back to Abraham and Lot. And it just kind of spins out from there. But that's a whole nother teaching. So I'm trying to keep it as simple as possible to help us to know what we are experiencing is something that's gone on for generations, over 2,000 years ago. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 21. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been declared to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he, talking about God, who sits above the vault of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. He, God, it is who reduces rulers to nothing, who makes the judges of the earth meaningless. Scarcely they have been planted, scarcely they have been sown, scarcely has their stock taken root in the ground, and he merely blows on them, and they wither, and the storm carries them away like stubble. To whom then will you liken me? This is God talking. That I should be his equal, says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these stars. Not one, the one who leads them forth, their hosts by name, number, he calls them all by name. Because of the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one of them is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and assert, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord? And the justice due me escapes the notice of my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youth grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get weary. They will walk and not faint. That last part is the King James. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. I don't know about you, but that is a wonderful thing to know. God is in charge. God is in charge. We, as a part of his kingdom, his unshakable kingdom, live under his protection. Thank you, Lord. Just look at somebody and tell them God's got you covered. Come on, God's got you covered. I'm sharing these things with you to preempt some of the things that you're probably going to hear in the news. I need to remind us as believers, God's got you covered. God's got us covered. For he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Years ago, I sat in my living room and just wrote a very simple chorus. Under the shadow of your wings, I will find a hiding place. You are my refuge, a fortress in whom I can trust. Under the shadow of your wings, I will find a hiding place. You are my refuge, my God in whom I trust. Seems simple. But that's the place of protection. That's your place of peace. Let it be your place of assurance. The psalmist goes on and says in Psalms 91, for it is he who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a bulwark. So under the shadow of your wings, find a hiding place. You are my refuge, a fortress in whom I can trust. Under the shadow of your wings, I will find a hiding place. You are my refuge, my God in whom I trust.
You have to stay right there, Eric. Yeah.
It says, you will not be afraid of the terror by night or the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that stalks in darkness or the destruction that lies waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but guess what? It shall not approach you. So you will only look on with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. You are my refuge, a fortress in whom I can trust. Under the shadow of your wings, I will find a hiding place. You are my refuge, my God in whom I trust. For you have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place. No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent. He will give his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent will be trampled down. Verse 14 is God talking here. Because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high because he has known my name. He will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and let him behold my salvation. Under the shadow of your wings, I will find a hiding place. You are my refuge, a fortress in whom I can trust. Under the shadow of your wings, I will find a hiding place. You are my refuge, my God in whom I trust. Under the shadow of your wings, I will find a hiding place. You are my refuge, a fortress in whom I can trust. Under the shadow of your wings, I will find a hiding place. You are my refuge, my God in whom I trust. Under the shadow.
I'm going to keep singing it because I needed to get in your spirit just for right now. Because some of you are going to need this tomorrow. You're going to need it next week. You're going to need it next month. And if you can't quote all of the scriptures, if you can just get this much inside of you. So when you wake up in the middle of the night and fear is trying to overtake you and anxiety is trying to overtake you, and you start to hear, under the shadow of your wings, I will find a hiding place. You are my refuge, a fortress in. I want to hear you. Come on. If you think you can't sing, just say the word. Come on, if you're watching my way of live stream, join in. Come on, we're going to sing it again. Here we go. Come on. Come on, you the choir. Come on, you the worship team. That's it, church. That's it, church. So we are not to be anxious. We are not to be nervous. We are not to be fearful. But we need to be aware.
And we've always needed to be aware. So it's nothing new. But this is spiritual. This isn't just folk who got an issue with one another. It's spiritual. And because you and I are in Christ, we already walk in, live in a place of victory. At the same time, we're still in this world. And this is where we rely on God's grace, God's mercy, and God's faithfulness to his people. Come on, can you say with all confidence, we are protected? Come on, say, we are protected. So very, very, very quickly here over the next couple of minutes, let me reiterate what I talked to us about under the banner, Chaos with a Divine Purpose in Mind. And I made this opening statement. Every system in our society that has been established and looked to for services, stability, sustainability, security, protection, etc., is now being disrupted. God is allowing this to happen. God is allowing this to happen. Are you hearing me? God is allowing this to happen in order to shake the foundations that many have built their lives upon and placed their trust in. As a result of the shaking, many, and I'm talking about harvest now, will be brought into the kingdom as they recognize and acknowledge that God is our only true source. Then I shared four time-sensitive adjustments for the church. Number one was build community, find community, and stay in community. Build community, find community, and stay in community. What do I mean by that? I just simply mean that all of us are supposed to be connected. In John, Jesus talks about being the vine and we are the branches. He talks about that when a branch is cut off, it will die. There's a connecting that needs to happen, and it's called relationships. And so a time-sensitive issue for the church is really building community, finding your community, and stay in your community. See, God is wise enough to know who you need to be connected to. He knows who will add to your life and whose life you will add to. He knows who will distract you and keep you off course. And he knows who you will distract and keep off course. Let's keep it straight. It ain't just what somebody does to you. But when you find your community and in that community, how do you know that you're in the right community? One, you sense the love of God. You sense the compassion. You sense the connection. You're easily entreated and received. You find it to be a safe place, an encouraging place, one where you can grow, one where you can change, one where you can add. When you find that community, stay in that community. Grow in that community. One of the statements that we make is grace to grow and grace to grow together. We've always said that. I'm not the same guy that started the church 28 years ago. I've grown into it. And thank you for those of you that stuck it out when you were thinking, I don't know what in the world he's talking about now. We grow, we mature, all of us. It's called family. It's called family. You can go into times and seasons where you're on the outs with your family, but you can't stay there. You don't want to stay there. God doesn't want you to stay there. He's a God of reconciliation. Come on, just three of you say amen. I'm not going to look at anybody while I'm talking. Jewel, how you doing, sweetie? I just talk to you. How you doing, honey? You good? All right. He's a God of reconciliation. He's a God of restoration. Make no mistake about it. You can try to be friends with everybody else, but the ones that you really need to be connected to, he's going to keep pointing to them. Oh, now I think I'm going somewhere that's getting a little touchy. Don't pull your feet back now. Just keep them right out there. I'm just going to step on them just a little bit. I'm talking about community. Build community, find community, stay in community. And when people, when people make their way back into the community, God told me a long time ago, he said, don't question why they left. He said, celebrate their return. But let me add one caveat that really came out of as Pastor Maurice and I were talking about it. But some people left because some people that are still here did something. You need to be ready to fix it. Should there need to be a conversation? Should there need to be an apology? Should there need to be, I'm sorry? Should there need to be, forgive me? Did anybody say amen right about, did anybody say amen? Okay, I heard that's good for her. That's good for her. Yeah, that kind of thing. You know how we do, that's good, and you think about somebody else. Build community, find community, stay in community. This is important. Statement I made, hear me. This is not about attendance. Would I like more people to be in here? Absolutely. Or I wouldn't believe to be in here. But I can still believe they're coming. So you know what? I purpose myself to bring the word of God like this place is full. I purpose myself to worship God like this place is full. I prepare myself like this place is full. You know why? Because it's unto God. Because it's unto God. And being a good and faithful servant. So understand, this is not about attendance. It's about protection. It's about provision. It's about preservation. It's about power and authority. See, when you're really in the right place, I'm talking about community now, you're able to really sense the protection that you're covered. You have the kind of relationships you walk in that there's protection. There's provision. Some of us, hear me now, some of us, even in the midst of being together, we still silo ourselves off. So you have needs that will never be met because you've never opened up and been vulnerable enough to say, I have need. My encouragement is, take off the mask. If you can't pay your electric bill, you need to tell somebody you can't pay your electric bill. Don't wait and ask us about it once they gave you the notice and they're turning it off and you're sitting in the dark. If you don't have money for food, you need to be telling somebody you don't have money for food. Can God send ravens? Yes, he can. But that's really not the best in the body of Christ. The Bible says in Acts, every need was met. They took care of each other. That's community. Quit acting like you got it when you ain't got it. I made this statement years ago, and every now and then I'll make it. I try not to say it around Pastor Marisa, but I'm joking. I say, I'm not as together as I'd like you to think I am. I just don't want her to shout out, amen, or something like that. But that's freeing. That's freeing. Because, see, we clean up and dress real well. I know how I look when I go out the door because I look in the mirror. But nobody knows what's going on the inside. Oh, Lord. Yeah, let's practice. Okay, now, yeah, if your spouse is here, you don't have to look at your spouse, but just look at somebody and say, I'm not as together as I'd like you to think I am. Chris, I think she was looking at you with, you wasn't saying nothing. But when we are in, okay, I'm gonna wrap this up because I didn't even get off the first point. Because I just think this is where I need to be right now. Because we're going to need a community of faith believers as we keep walking. And we've got to be able to say to one another, I'm not as together as I'd like you to think I am. When I released my last book, Same Faith, Same God, Living in the Realm of Ridiculous Faith, when I wrote that statement from the author, I said this. I didn't write this book as a man full of faith and power. I wrote it as a man broken before God, who's been in passionate pursuit of him from the moment I realized his love for me. There is power in a body of believers who give themselves to community and truly walking together and doing life together. So the opportunity that's going to be before us is number two, and I'm just going to put this one out there. Build, strengthen, and maintain meaningful, trustworthy relationships. Now hear me. In the coming days and weeks, you're going to hear things on the news outlet that's going to tell us, you know, we've got to be aware, you got to watch your surroundings, you got to keep an eye out. I'm telling you, that's coming. That's coming. But that's why when you are hearing that, that's when you got to be saying, under the shadow of your wings, I'll find a hiding place. God's church in this hour, his church, is going to come forth like never before. It's coming forth like never before. I choose to believe that everything I've gone through has prepared me for this moment. You want to say that? Everything I've gone through has prepared me for this moment. Under the shadow, sing, of your wings I will find a hiding place. You are my refuge, a fortress in whom I can trust. Under the shadow of your wings I will find a hiding place. You are. I see you singing, Billy. I see you, Ed. I'm just trying to help you get to this place. You're doing a good job. You're singing it real sweet and real pretty. I need you to stand to your feet right now, and I need you to sing it declaratively. Come on. Worship team. Under the shadow of your wings I will find. Come on, sing it declaratively. Come on, team, move a little faster. Come on. Come on. I hear you now. I will find a hiding place. You are my refuge. Come on, sing it in. Under the shadow. Come on. Under the shadow. That's good. Of your wings I will find a hiding place. You are my refuge. My God in whom I can trust. Under the shadow of your wings I will find a hiding place. Come on, we'll sing it again.
You are my refuge, my God in whom I trust.
Sing it again, under the shadow.
Under the shadow of your wings I will find a hiding place. You are my refuge, a fortress in whom I can trust. Under the shadow of your wings I will find a hiding place. You are.
Can you take it up? Take it to E flat. Take it up.
Under the shadow of your wings I will find a hiding place. You are my refuge.
You got it, come on.
A fortress in whom I can trust. Under the shadow of your wings I will find a hiding place. You are my refuge.
Now I want to pray safety over you right now. Pastor Jamal will come and lead us in our giving and close us out. Right where you're at, I want you to lift your hands. And I want you to begin just to declare the safety of God, the protection of God over you in your own words. Come on, take a moment and do that right now. Thank you, Lord. 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 Almighty God, we thank you for today. We thank you for your presence in this place. We thank you for your word. We thank you that your word is alive and powerful and that your word is working. You said your word would go forth, not return to you void, accomplish that which you please, and prosper wherein to the thing that you have sent it. We thank you for your word that we've received today. Father, we thank you that we have found the place of safety in you. We thank you that you are our hiding place. We thank you, O God, for protection. We thank you for peace, O God. We declare no fear, no anxiety. We thank you for angels on assignment that are keeping us safe. We thank you for angels on assignment that are keeping our families safe. We thank you for angels on assignment that's keeping everything safe that you have blessed us with, O God. And we declare victory. 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 Now, Father, I pray that in the coming days and weeks and even months, God, that you will continue to show yourself strong in the lives of every person, oh God. Father, I pray that you would help us and that you would use us even more so now, God, as the harvest is ready. Help us to do our part to win souls, to bring souls into your kingdom. Thank you, God, for putting us in community. Thank you for putting us in fellowship. And we thank you for helping us to grow. We thank you for helping us to be what you've intended for us to be to one another. We honor you and we give you the praise now in Jesus' name. Would you thank the Lord right now? Come on, thank him.